Dozens of victims of an alleged immigration fraud scheme have joined a lawsuit against a group of Richmond residents and their consultancy business. The lawsuit against the Richmond-based business was started in the BC Supreme Court by a Chinese immigration company in 2016, which claimed a loss of more than $4 million from Chinese clients. The consultancy business, USA Canada International Investment Inc., UCII, and its directors, Su Chun Joyce Chong, Zunfan Zhang and Yuming Zeng, are all listed as defendants of the lawsuit along with other related parties. The victims had applied to a business nomination program in Yukon with UCII's help, but their applications were denied after Canadian immigration officers told them their nomination certificates, allegedly issued by Yukon government officials, were false or invalid. Some victims were banned from reapplying to immigrate to or visit Canada for 5 years. The victims had heard about the Yukon program from Ningbo Zilun Overseas Immigration Service Co. Limited, the Chinese company behind the current lawsuit. According to court documents, Zilun claimed Chong approached it in 2013 about a redefined business nomination program in Yukon with easier requirements for applicants to fulfill. The two entered into a cooperation agreement in 2014 where UCII would prepare the applications, obtain permanent residency and fulfill the program requirements for Zilun's clients in exchange for an application fee of $50,000 per application. UCII was required to provide a refund plus interest if it failed to perform its part of the contract. Zilun told the court it marketed the program to potential clients from 2014 to 2015 and gave UCII more than $4 million from its Chinese clients. The total amount was subsequently increased and the lawsuit now involves alleged investments of more than $10 million, according to court documents. Zilun's clients are not the only ones involved in the lawsuit, as a BC company, Mega International Labor and Immigration Services Inc., claims it also sent its clients to UCII through an arrangement with Zilun. Clients to join lawsuit. According to court documents, the alleged victims are asking for an undetermined amount of damages and interest. They also want to ban UCII and other defendants from getting rid of assets and properties related to the case. UCII had allegedly told Zilun it was unable to provide a refund on request, because it had invested the funds in various businesses, in accordance with the requirements of the Yukon program. In a recent application to Master John Bilowich, the two plaintiff companies, Zilun and Mega, asked to add 56 clients as plaintiffs for the case because the two companies did not have the authority to pursue their clients' claims as their own. They also asked to add more defendants to the lawsuit. Master Bilowich acknowledged there would be significant challenges to the logistics of adding 56 new plaintiffs, and the two plaintiff companies had offered a less than satisfactory explanation for their substantial delay in adding the new parties. However, he ultimately decided it would be just and convenient to add the new parties. Other defendants in the lawsuit include immigration consultant Ajay Sehgal and his company First Choice Immigration Services, and Kashif Ahmed, an immigration lawyer, who were all alleged to have been involved in preparing and submitting some of the applications. The alleged victims briefly started and discontinued a class action in the BC Supreme Court against UCII in 2016. Zilun and Mega also have an ongoing lawsuit in Yukon against UCII. Some defendants have been charged with criminal offenses and a trial is ongoing at Richmond Provincial Court.